Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Ayin Aleph, and we are 10 lines from the top of daf Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael, Hanesunim Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda and Shimon Betzalel Ben Rivka Rachel. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas Chaim Ben Shimshon and Malka Bas Moshe Shmuel. So, yesterday, we really began to get into the nitty-gritty of the Ben Soiru Meir. Today's daf is going to very much be a continuation of that, and I think it's kedai just to review one or two points as an introduction to today's daf. So the Torah says, Kiyel ish Ben Soirer Umeir. The name of this rebellious child is the Ben Soiru Meir. The name of our Perek is Perek Ben Soiru Meir. Rashi says, what does Soirer and Meir mean? Soirer is Sar Min Aderech. Umeir, Misarev B'Divrei Yofif. In other words, the Toyar of this child is the fact that he's A, Sar Min Aderech, B, he's Misarev B'Divrei Yofif. And the truth is, as you go through the few psukim in the Torah actually singles out where he's a Sar Min Aderech and where he's Misarev B'Divrei Yofif. The Torah says, Einenu Shomea B'Koil Aviv U'B'Koil Imay. Misarev B'Divrei Yofif. Hence, the title Umeira. The Torah says he's a Zoylel V'Soyve. He's a fresser, specifically meat, good meat, wine, Italian wine. Hence, he's a Sarmen Aderech. But the point is, the Ben Soiru Meir is a child. The Mishnah says he has to be Bar Mitzvah, but at the very least, he's not yet Big Vurasai Shalish, Ad Sheyakiv Zaken HaTachtoin, but he's showing signs of two things that we don't like. Number one, he's a Zoylo V'Soyve. He's showing signs of being Sarmen Aderech. Number two, he's a Meira. He's a Nenu Shemea B'Kol Aviv U'B'Kol Imay. The Torah says this child is A, Chayev Malkus. B, if he continues to do his thing, he's even Chayev Skila. Chazal said that even though this person didn't really do anything to deserve to be Chayev Skila. He wasn't Mechal Shabbos, he wasn't Oved Avoy Dezara, he wasn't born a Naira Murasa, right? He didn't do anything for which we would say he should be Chayev Misas Bezdin, let alone the Misa HaChamura of Skila. But at the same time, the Torah was Yarda, L'Soif Daitoy Shal Adam, and the Torah said that if this is what he's doing at this age, you know where this is going to end? Soif shemechalam amin aviv. Mevakishli mudei v'enei moitza. Oyme b'proshes trochim. Melastem es abriyois. He's even going to be a reitzeich. And it's for that reason, yomu zakei v'al yomu schaiv. We're better off killing this person while he's zakei rather than waiting until he's chayv. And as we mentioned yesterday, the Ramban speaks out that the words yomu zakei are a little bit of a misnomer because he's not a zakai. He's a soirer and he's a meira. But he's zakai klape chiyuve misas bezden. And this is the story, really, of the Ben Soiru Meir. One of the yesoidos that we saw in the daf portion of yesterday's daf is that the only time a child becomes a Ben Soiru Meir, even if he's a zoylel v'soyve, even if he's misari b'divrei yaviv, if he's conducting himself in a way where his behavior is something that's moishech, or in a more modern English term, it's something that's addictive. He's doing something that we feel he's not going to be able to easily stop doing. But to the extent he'll be able to unwind his bad behaviors, then he doesn't become a Ben Soiru Meir. And as we saw, it really manifests itself and permeates some of the nuance of the halachas. What type of meat? What type of yayin? And really, the first part of yesterday's daf were a whole bunch of halachas that come from this one yesod. And that is the only time one becomes a Ben Soiru Meir is if his behavior is something that's moshech. The Rechaim HaKadosh says that the pasuk, when it describes the fact that this Ben Soiru Meir is not listening to his parents, it says, Einenu shomea b'kol aviv u'b'kol imay. Fake the Rechaim HaKadosh. That l'chura, the proper terminology that the pasuk should have used was einoy shoymeya b'koil aviv u'b'kol imay. Right? If you're not doing something, you're einoy doing it. Right? What's einenu? It seems a little wordy. Something is a little superfluous. Feels like there's an extra nun here. Says the Rechaim HaKadosh here is. And you know what the Torah is coming to tell me? That this is not just the child that's einoy shoymeya because he doesn't want to. He's at a point where einenu einoy yochel, where his behavior's got the best of him, where you can give him musr, you can give him toychacha, but lo yoyilu kol ha'teichachas, because he is in a rut right now where it is impossible. It's physically not shayach for him to hear. It's then and only then that we're even having this conversation. Meaning when his hanhaga is an hanhaga where he's doing things that are moshech, that's when a person is in this situation. Either way, that's just a little bit of a recap. Yesterday's daf, a precap to today's daf. And as we're going to see, really the first halacha in today's daf is very much going to be al derech zeh, a continuation of understanding this nekuda, and that is that the only time one becomes a ben seiru meir is if his behavior is not just mischievous, it's not just naughty, it's not just evil, but it's something that we feel he's not going to easily be able to get away from. Because if not, meaning if we feel there's another approach, chalila, we're never having this conversation. Either way, on that note, Zok Tehillah Mishnah, Ganav Mishal Aviv. So one of the Tanaim in the Ben Seirah Meir, even though it's not Mefurish in the Torah, but one of the Tanaim that Chazal will Megalatas is that the only time somebody becomes a Ben Seirah Meir is if the meat and the wine, the Zoyl V'Soyve, comes from money that he stole from his father. If he didn't steal the money and he didn't steal it from his father, then we're not concerned that he's going to be a Ben Seirah Meir. Just to explain a little bit better, the assumption is this kid is a little too young to have his own funds, right? Maybe he has a lot of bar mitzvah money, I don't know. But he's a little too young, really, to have his own money. So how's he coming up with money to feed this bad behavior? Presumably he's stealing it. Say Chazal, he has to steal it from his father. But if he's not stealing it from his father, he's stealing it from somebody else, then he cannot be a Ben Seirah Meir. And that's this Mishnah. Ganav Mishal Aviv, in the event that there was a child that stole from his father, V'achal Bishos Aviv, and he ate the food, meaning he was Zoyl V'Soyve in his father's dining room, or Mishal Acherim, he stole from somebody else, V'achal Bishos Acherim, and he ate in that other person's dining room, Mishal Acherim, or he stole from somebody else, V'achal Bishos Aviv, and he ate by his father, in a Nasa Ben Soyer Meir. In all of those cases, he's not a Ben Soyer Meir, Ad She Yigna Mishal Aviv, unless he steals from his father, V'yoychal Bishos Acherim, and he eats somewhere else. Why? The Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Yisrael Yudah said, Ad She Yigna Mishal Aviv, Mishal Imai. The only time a person becomes a Ben Soyer Meir is if he steals something that belongs sight to his father and to his mother. The Gemara is going to ask, how could his mother have anything, right? This is Ksubis 101. Masha konso isha kana baila, albeit midrabanan, but lamaisa, how is it even possible that she'll have anything? Zok the Gemara. The Mishnah said, ganav mishal aviv, v'achal bir shus aviv. The halacha is, he does not become a ben seirah meir. Why? Says the Gemara, because afagav the shriach, even though the fact that he stole from his father would mean that he has the ability to continue to do what he's doing, because if his source of funds is his father, well, his father's wallet and credit card is presumably always accessible and always available. So from that perspective, we could hear how this is a behavior that is going to be nimsheches, and it's something that he'll be able to continue to do. But at the same time, bias, being that what he did up until this point was eat brishos aviv, he's not going to be comfortable coming home every night with a medium rare steak and yayinoy talki and eating in his father's dining room with his father looking over his shoulder, who exactly is paying for all this, right? So being that he's biased to always eat in his father's, even though he did it, and maybe he did it again, but at the same time, this is not something that's going to be moshech, because he's going to chicken out at some point, and as a result, if the behavior is not a behavior that's moshech, he doesn't become a ben sayur umar. Mishal acherim v'achal b'shos acherim, in the event that he stole from other people and he ate b'shos acherim, there too, the Mishnah said he doesn't become a Ben Seirah Meir. Why? Because Afagaf the Lei Boz, even though he's eating Mishos Acherim, so from that perspective, he has nothing to be afraid of. But it's not Shriach for him the money, because how Shriach is it for somebody to break into somebody's house and steal from him? Your father's credit card? Yeah, Yenim's credit card? It was a little bit more complicated. Where the Mishnah also said that he doesn't become Ben Seirah Meir, that's easy. That's a Kolshkein. Why? Because number one, the Lei Shriach Lei, because he's stealing Mishal Acherim, Uboz, and you're eating Mishos Aviv. When do you become a Ben Seirah Meir? Achi Yigna Mishal Aviv, V'yoychal Bishos Acherim. Why? This Shchiach, being that you're stealing from your father, V'loy Boaz, because you're eating Bishos Acherim. And it's for that reason this Mishnah says, Einoy Nasa Ben Seirah Meir, Achi Yigna Mishal Aviv, V'yoychal Bishos Acherim. The Gemara just went through the nuance, but high level, it's really what we just spoke about in the introduction to the daf. It's what we saw so much in yesterday's daf. The only time one becomes a Ben Seirah Meir is if this exact behavior that he's doing now, we're assuming is going to continue. And by the way, you see that it doesn't just permeate the type of food and the type of yayin. even the circumstances of it, meaning this behavior, where he's eating, where he got the funds from, if we assume that this is something that's moishach, something that will very likely repeat itself, then he becomes a mensayer meir. Otherwise, not Rabbi Yisrael, Yehuda, Eimer, Rabbi Yisrael, the Sen of the Mishnah, that he does become mensayer meir, achi yigdai mishalaviv u'mishalimai. So the Tana, Kama, the Chachamim hold, he has to steal from his father. Again, why? Because it has to be shchiach. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, it's not enough that he steals from his father, but he has to steal from his mother as well. Zokta Gemara, Imay Minola, how does his mother even have anything to steal from? So, meaning, Machakonsa Isha Konobailo, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina said, Misuda Hamuchenes Lo'avavul Imay. It's talking about where the father had prepared a meal, and the meal was meant for himself and for his wife, meaning this Ben Soira Meira's mother. Being that the meal was already prepared for the mother, on some level we view it as belonging to the mother, even though maybe in halacha not. Meaning, could be she's not a bailam on it if she wants to make it hektish, or she wants to sell it, etc. But at the same time, being that it was prepared for her as well, on some level we look at it as if it's hers. Rashi adds one knech that a husband we know is chayev b'mezonos ishta. He has an obligation to feed his wife. So when he prepared this suda, it's not just like a random gift he decided to give his wife. This is actually something that he is obligated to do, and being that it's coming mikoyach achiyav mezaynus, so on some level we're going to look at it as it says. But the Gemara has a problem with this. We saw in yesterday's daf that Rav Chanan bar Meilada, right? We had Rav Chanan bar Meilada twice in yesterday's daf. This is one of the two things that he said. He said in the name of Rav Huna, the only time somebody becomes a Ben Zayir Meir is if he steals money, buys cheap meat, steals money, and buys the wine for cheap. Now, he's buying expensive meat for cheap and expensive wine for cheap, but what's the point? The point is that you don't become a Ben Sayyid Meir if you steal food. You only become a Ben Sayyid Meir if you steal money and you buy food. Oh, and by the way, you even have to get it on some sort of sale. It has to be discounted. But otherwise, you don't become a Ben Sayyid Meir. So how could you tell me that the Hecha Timtza, where it's Negeya, that somebody stealing Mishalavit, Mishalimai, is where it was a Suda Hamuchenes? If it's a Suda then we're not even having this conversation, because then it's anyways not negeya the halachas of Ben Sayyir Meir. So the Gemara tweaks a little bit. Let's talk about where the father had set aside money. The purpose of this money was to buy dinner for him and his wife, being that it's muchenes l'imay, and even as a chiyav Rashi's hoysafa to support his wife. So on some level we look at it as it belongs to the mother. He went ahead, now this child that he stole it, it's considered that he stole from his father and from his mother, which according to Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yehuda, is the only time he'd be able to become now Ben Sayyir Meir. Ibai Yisayim the Gemara says, going back to the original question, Ima Minala, how does the mama have any money? Masha Kansa Isha Kanabaiva. So the Gemara says, if you want, you can say it's talking about the Akta Lo Acher, where somebody gave her a gift, the Amala, and told her specifically, I'm giving it to you on the condition that your husband has no Rishus, no Nachsamalug, no nothing. He has zero Rishus in it. In the slumdis and in the world of Ksubis, this is something that very much could happen in such a situation. So what emerges is that she has something. So if somebody goes and he steals from the father and from the mother, now in this case it's not the same thing, right? Because it was Al-Menashe in Lebailech Roshuspen, but he stole something from the father, something from the mother. Says Ahmed, he can become a Ben Sayru Meira. Before we go weiter, just to speak out one Ha'ara. I think it's a Ha'ara Nifla that I saw in the Sefer Imre Tzvi. So we quoted the Sefer Imre Tzvi earlier in the Masechta. The mechaber of the Sefer Imre Tzvi was a Yid by the name of Tzvi Hersh Tzalal Yochin, HaMechune Kohn. So he was a Galatiana, Litvisha Gadol, who made Aliyah. He went to Eretz Yisrael. The Sharblot of his Sefer, which was printed, I believe, for the last time, in Tof Reish Pei Dalet, it says, Menuchas Kfoide Beharazes in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. But either way, he was a tremendous Goyin. He had Askoma for Rabbi Yitzchak Chanon, he had Askoma for Rabbi Shmuel Misalant, and on this Gemara, right here, in our Sugya, the Sugya of the Ben Sayyir Meir, and specifically the Sugya and the Halacha that says that in an Asa Ben Sayyir Meir, unless he eats a certain shear and a certain type of meat, and also Yayin or Italki, it has to be Italian wine. Now, why does it have to be Italian wine? It's Pashup Shah. Some people prefer Italian wine, Beseder. But this is a din, that the only time he's Nasab and Seiru Meir is if the wine that he drank was Yaina Italki. So Pashup Shad is because it's Meshubach. And being that it's Meshubach B'Yoyser, so he has to drink the wine that's Meshubach, the wine that's going to be Moshach. So as Kasha was from the Gemara Mesachtes Psachim, Daf Mem Beis Amin Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Betchivo. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, Kishahoyim Mevi'im Nesachim, when the Kayhanim would bring wine as Nesachim, so they would bring it mi Yehuda, from the region of Judea, Yehuda, and Lehoyo Yenam Shal Yehuda Machmetz at Shenoisnin Letoichan Tzair. The wine was so good that if you wanted to make it Chaymetz, you literally had to put Tzairin in it. Otherwise, unless you went proactively and figured out a way to make this wine not such good wine, it had no way of going bad. Vayukayrin Oisai Chaymetz Tam. The Achshav, but now, Zok Rashi, La'achash Shecharev Beis HaMikdash, Ein Yenam Shel Adumim Machmetz, Ad Shenois L'Teichen Tzairin. Now the wine that we have, the kosher wine, the Eretz Yisrael D'Gayayin, is not on that level anymore. You want to know what wine is on that level? It's the wine that comes from Edoim, V'Koyer Noisai, and in fact, it's that wine that we refer to as Chaymetz HaAdayni. What's the point in this? Zoch Dirmar, L'Kayim Mashinema, it's coming to Mekayim, the Pasuk that Rashi brings a Chumash in the beginning of Parashas Toldos. It's a Pasuk in Yecheskel Chav Vav Beis, Imala HaCharava, Imala Zu Charvazu, Imala Zu Charvazu. And that is, there's this relationship between Eretz Yisrael and Edom. And the relationship is Mikatza elakatza. So when it's imolazu, when Eretz Yisrael is knacking, then it's charvazu. And when it's molazu, when Edom is knacking, it's going to be charvazu. But it's more in the Gemara, specifically as it relates to wine, that up until Churban Beis HaMikdash, the best wine was the Eretz Yisrael to go wine. In fact, the wine from Edom was inferior wine. La'achas shechar beis hamikdash, it went fakert. Then already the wine from Edom, ein yenam shal adoimi emachmitz, at shenois l'teichen soirim. Which wine is the not such good wine anymore? It's the Eretz Yisrael digger wine. Now we know that Italy is Edom, right? Edom is specifically from a geographical perspective. It's where Jordan is today. Petra Jordan today, I believe, is what the ancient Edom was. But the point is that we all associate in halacha, this chuvas, kiyodua, that the Italians were very, very much associated with Edom. Which means if yaino italki is the yain hameshubach, that means right now it's ein yainam shaladumi machmas achanois multaychen sayim. So this guy in ass, the Baal Imre Tzviya, beautiful kasha, he said that it's mavur, that when it comes to the ben sayiru meir, which wine does he have to drink? The Yain Italki. When was there a Ben Sayer Meir? Now, could be never, right? But when was there Koloimar Ben Sayer Meir? When there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was Mises Besin, which had to be at least 40 years before Churban. Okay, so Taisva says, Lutzayruch Shah, something. Up until the Churban, right? Once it's Churban Beis HaMikdash, at that point, there's no Ben Sayer Meir. Bezbanche Beis HaMikdash, Ayukayin, Amr Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, the best wine was not coming from Italy, the best wine was coming from Yehuda. This was his kasha. So he says a Chiddush, he says that it could be when Chazal say, Imala HaCharava, Imala Zu Charvazu, Imala Zu Charvazu, it could be that wasn't totally in Churban Beis HaMikdash Mamish. It could be as soon as Edom started putting their tentacles into Eretz Yisrael and they started having some shlita, some governance over the Holy Land, at that point it was already a bechina of Imalazu Charvazu, where everything was starting to turn. And the truth is, this already started. You read Yosef and Ben-Gurion, Josephus, and 100, 200 years before the Churban, when the Chashmoinam, who were very influenced by the Roman government, and certainly Beis Hordis, etc., etc. So if you study a little bit of the history of the latter years, and really the latter decades, and maybe even centuries of Bayesheni, at that point, Rome has a tremendous shlita. And he said it could be some of these simonim of Imala HaCharav started playing themselves out. Now, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says on the Gemara, Amr Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Betchila, meaning, Kishabeis HaMikdash, Kayim. So Rashi doesn't sound that way. Rashi sounds like it was far de churban, noch de churban, imala hachrava, and we're dealing with churban beis hamikdash. He says, maybe that's what it is. But the truth is, you have to know. I mean, you always have to know. But specifically with this, you have to know. And the reason is because, you know, we made a big deal about this, that when you talk about wine, so wine has different qualities. Wine is misameach, wine is mishaker. Rava said, wine can open up your mind, chamer v'rechani pikchen, right? Wine can also do bad things, misham meyu, right? There's not good things that come from wine as well. But
there's different bechinas of wine. When we talk about the wine as relates to the Ben Sayer and Meir, we're not dining what's the best wine necessarily. I don't know if, as it relates to Simcha, the yayin yisamach levavenoish, will a ivri yayin elu nachem avenim and litin schar l'rishon b'aylam. I don't know if this is that necessarily the wine. This is the most addictive wine. It's yayin that's moishach. This is a sugi of moishach. It's not a sugi of misamech. Now, obviously, wine is misamech, which is part of the reason it's moishach, right? The two are not completely mutually exclusive, right? Anyone that's ever had a glass of wine understands that. But at the same time, the punchline over here is we're looking for the wine, not that tastes the best, not that's the most misameach, but the wine that's moishach the most. Could be, that's a different sugya, and for that, maybe already it could be yayin or italki. Either way, it's a beautiful aura, and I just thought it was kedai to speak it out. Also brings out this inyan that we're talking so much about a little bit in a nuanced way. On that note, nacham mishno, hoya aviv roitzer, what would be if the father of the Ben Sayer Meir wanted to hand over the child to the authorities, right? I give up. They both have to. Not halacha. If the father and the mother are not ru'uyin for each other, the Gemara will explain, you don't become a Ben Sayer Meir. So what's the background, just to the ratio of the Mishnah? Right, you see in the Psukim already, that the way the Ben Sayer Meir plays itself out is v'tofsu by avi v'imoy, v'itziu oysa el ziknei iroi, v'al shar mekoimoy, v'amru al ziknei iroi, b'neinu zev, sayru meir, einenu shameh b'koy, leinu zev, v'zayru. So that the Mishnah is going out of its way to say that it has to be where they're acting in unison, where they're completely on the same page. But to the extent that they're not on the same page, he wants, she doesn't want, or vice versa. The next halacha, which is where the Gemara is going to begin, is Rabbi Yehuda said, if the mother was not ruuya to the father, enoy nasa ben soyer. So Gemara says, what is this? My enoy ruuya. Doesn't mean where they were enoy because they're just not allowed to live together. So this is enoy ruuya in the kedushin, gittin, yevamus, ksubis, in the seder nashim sense. They're enoy ruyan, right? There's no tfisas kedushin. But the Gemara says, why should that be a problem? Soif, soif, avua, avua nenu, v'ime, ime nenu. Right, the father's the father, the mother's the mother. Rashi adds, that doesn't say a word about ishus, right? It doesn't say his parents should take him. It says the tata and the mama. V'tofsu boy aviv, v'ime. It says they're married. It says that it could also be technically. So why would you need that they should be ru'uyin mamish? Ella says the Gemara Chiddush. You want to know what it means? B'shava la'aviv kama. When it says, it means that the mother was not like the father. What does that even mean? So the Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, we'll see it a little bit better in the Brisa. Rabbi said, if the mother was not Shavav La'aviv, how so? Because they didn't have the same voice. Ubemara, they didn't look the same. Ubekoimet, they weren't of the same height. Einoy Nasav and Sayer Umayr, my timer. Right, if there's anything that needs a makar, this is it. The Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Einenu Shoymea Bikoilein. And mid the koil be'inon shavin, and being that you see from the words einenu shemeh bekoilenu that they have to have the same voice, so it's mistaber then that mara v'koima nami be'inon shavin. Now, where do you see even from einenu shemeh bekoilenu that they have to have the same voice? So Rashi says bekoilenu chad koil mashma midloy kasuv bekoiloy seinu. So it's funny. It says einenu with a whole extra endonon. But when it comes to koilenu, it should have said koiloisenu. Or at the very least, there should have been a yod. Koilenu is written chaser ke'ilu, and it's coming to teach one koil. That's speaking in one shtimmer, right? One koil. But Rabbi Yehuda then went and he took another leap of faith. So number one, he darshan koilenu means the same voice. But not just that, also, if the koil has to be the same, then it makes a lot of sense. The mara and the koil also have to be the same. And that's what the Mishnah means when it says, again, who is the one talking in the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yehuda. In the Mishnah, right, it's a classic example of this, right? It's subtle, but it's classic. Rabbi Yehuda says in the Mishnah, what does this mean? We have no idea. The Gemara explained, and then the Gemara brought a price. Tanya Namiyach, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda is the same, right? It's the same Rabbi Yehuda he's talking. It's a classic example. It's the same Rabbi Yehuda. It's not like a Tanya Nami Hachi punked. It's the Zelba Rabbi Yehuda. Just in the Mishnah, he's very, very sasum. And in the Braisa, it's very, very wordy, which is, of course, Shas 101. Zok the Gemara, come on, as a Hoda Tanya. Like whom is the following Braisa in accordance with Ben Sayer Umayr, Lai Haya, Vlai Asid Lias? The Ben Sayer Meir never happened. It's never going to happen. But if that's the case, why do we even have the parish of Ben Sayer Meir? Darish v'kibos chas. It's like this, we should have another perik, a geshmak, a perik in Chas, to make Sanhedrin, to push off the CM 5 days. Right? That's why we have this. It's darish v'kibos chas. It's like this, we should be able to darish in the sugya and get a little bit more reward. Who is it like? Zok the Gemara. Come on, Rabbi Yehuda. It's probably like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because why should the Ben Sayer Meir have been Lehayav Aleyas Elias? Oh, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Geshmak. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, that there are certain conditions that need to be met that, let's be honest, are very hard to meet. You need that the mother and the father should have the same voice, they should look the same, they should be the same height, and they have the child who was Zoyle Vasoyva, Bain Shtei Cyrus, and Ach Yaakov Zakanatach. But the point is, once you add on these three tonight, you pretty much knocked out the whole thing, and it's poshut then that this Braisa Ben Sayer Meir Lehayav Aleyas Elias is going to leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Iba is same, or the Gemara says, actually, I have another time that this could be going according to, and that's the Hilig Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon, the tiny we learned to the Brisa. So, Amr Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon said, "V'chim etnei shachal zet atim arbasa v'shasa chatzulug yayino italki." Right, when you read the pasuk, it sounds like the parents have to want the child to be handed over in order for the child to become a Ben Sayer Meir. Now, all the child did was he fressed a little bit. He ate a tartimar basa. He ate a little bit of, drank a little bit of yayino italki. It's not possible. There's no parent that's going to give up on a child with these criteria. Elo, said Rav Shimon, lo'yhoyo, v'lo'yosid li'ois, v'lom anichtiv, why was it written, darish v'kibos chas? So already we have two tanon, according to whom this idea would be true, the Ben Sayer Meir, lo'yhoyo, v'lo'yosid, Zokti Gemara, stating that, even though we just said, lo'yhoyo, v'lo'yosid li'ois, I'm Rav Yonason, Rav Yonason said, ani ro'isif, I saw the kever of a Ben Sayer Meir. In fact, v'yoshavti al kivroi, I even said on his kever. If you look, Reb Kivegrin Gilyan Asha says, Ayn Shulchan Aruch Yerideya Reish Simen Shin Samech Dalet. You know what it says over there? Now let us sit on a kever of a mace. So Reb Kivegrin Meir, Ani ro'isi v'yoshavti al kivroi, unless this was also lo'yhoyev lo'yosaliyos, but this l'chera did happen, right? So if that's the case, what's going on over here? Not for now. Zok the Gemara, come on, also hod etanyo, another b'raisa, me'inyin le'inyin b'is inyin, irani dachas, lo'yhoyso v'lo'yasid aliyos. According to whom is this inyin, that the irani dachas, lo'yhoyso v'lo'yasid aliyos, v'lama nichtevo, darish v'kibelscha, come on, k'rabbeliyaz, it's like Rebbeliyaz, lo'tanyo, into the b'raisa, b'lezim, Rebbeliyaz said, kol ish yish b'afilu mezuzah achas, any city that has even one mezuzah, einoy nasis irani dachas, cannot become in Irani Dachas. So if there's one mezuzah in the shtut, it can't become an Irani Dachas. My timing, what's the reason? Amakra, because it says in the pasuk that's kol shlova tikpoitz al toich rechayva. You have to take everything in the city and you have to burn it. Now, if there's a mezuzah, yafsha, you can't do that. Right? What's the beginning of the pasuk? Destroy avodah zarah and don't do that. L'Hashem Elokeichem. It's osner for a person to be ma'abed even askar achas. So that's not an option. That's not something you can do. So if the Irani Dachas is going to have even one mezuzah, you're out. And obviously, it's because if you can't do that one, if you can't be mekayim the pasuk and the parasha b'miluai, so then you're not going to be mekayim at all. But the bottom line is, this braisa that says, irani dachas, like the Ben Sayer Meir, lo'yhoysev le'yasid aliyos, who is this going according to? Not Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, that's the Ben Sayer Meir braisa. This is going alibo, the Rabbi Eliezer, Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Yonason. Rabbi Yonason said, it's funny you say that. I saw an irani dachas, v'yoshavti altila. So for this already, there's no gilyan hashas. You're allowed to sit on the tail of an irani dachas. But he said that I saw it. I pushed it there. I was on the mound. I saw every old shlala, all the mices. And I said to you, don't tell me that, because no, this is something that I actually saw. So come on, also hadatanya, nachabraiso. Beis haminuga, loyhoiv aliyasad liyois. Beis haminuga. A bias becoming a mitzvah, also something that never happened, never will happen. What minichtav? Why was it written? Dosh v'kibel schar k'man k'rebelozib and Reb Shimon. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Reb Shimon said, "Lo'ilu mein a bias tamei. A bias does not become a base amenuga atchi yirik shtei grisin unless you're going to find two negaim that are going to be the size of two grisin. So al shtei avonim." They're going to be on two separate stones, b'shnei snolim, on two walls, b'keren zavis, and mamash at the corner where the two walls meet. Arkay to shnei grisin, the length has to be shnei grisin, like we said. The rach by ki gris, and the width has to be one gris. Bottom line is, to meet all these criteria, to check off all these boxes, is an im, not probability, possibility. And that's why, loy hoya, v'loy osnidli. It says, my time is the Rosh Hashem, we didn't even come up with this Indian. Ksiv, because if you look in the parasha of the Beis HaMenuga, one place we describe the wall where it is as a kir, in the singular. V'ksiv, there's another place where we describe it as ki rois, in the plural. Ezehu ki. Here, Shahuki Ki Rois. What's an example of one wall, which is two walls, or two walls? That's one wall. I mean, it's a Karen's office. It's a corner. Oh, so you see clearly that what? That it has to be at the corners. There was a place in the greenness of Aza. And they used to refer to that place as Churvisa Sagirta. Rashi says, the Churva of the Mitzayra. So there was a Churva in Aza. Either way, they used to refer to it, there was a Churva in Aza, or Aza is a Churva. But regardless, there was a Churva in Aza, but you can't recognize a Churva Mitzayra. Like, Amir Reb Shimon, Ish Kfar Akko, said, Pamachsa Isi, Halachti the Galil. I once went to the Galil, where Isi Mokesh Mitzayin, and I saw there was a place where they were like sectioning off, they were making all these different marks. For Amran, they told me, Avonim and Ugois, Pinu Lasham, that you should know there's Avonim and Ugois over there. What's the point? The point is that the Gemara said there's a Braisa, that a base Ham and Ugoloi, Haivale, Asadio, they were under that sword. Right, Reb Shimon, Ish Kfar Akko, sword in the Galil. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Tzadik, saw it in Aza. But the point is, this is something that happened, and because this is something that happened, you can't say, like, Hoya v'loy Asalias. Incidentally, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Zagoyis Yaivitz on this Gemara, Mokim Hoya b'tchum Aza. If you want, you can look it up. It's a very short comment on the Gemara. He says that you see from here that Aza is part of Eretz Yisrael. And the truth is, it's a big shayla. This would actually make for some interesting rate for another day. Is Aza part of Eretz Yisrael? Like the real Eretz Yisrael, or is it not part of Eretz Yisrael? So Rabbi Yaakov Emden says from this Gemara of a Mefurash Arayah, because the parasha, the Beis HaMenuga, was only Be'eretz Achuzaschem. It had to be Eretz Yisrael. So you see clearly that Aza is part of the boundaries. It belongs to the Yidden. It's part of the first Rashi Al HaTorah of this is ours, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and he gave us Eretz Yisrael. Included in that is he gave us Aza. It's interesting because in Meiru Ktzia, Rabbi Yaakov Emden has a whole Arichas on this. And this is in Simon Shin Vav. He's very, very Meirich. He brings from the Marit, maybe not that way. So it sounds like maybe a little bit of a sugya. But the bottom line is, at first glance, this Gemara, Makom Hoya B'tchum. Also, you have to know, what does it mean, B'tchum Aza? It's like a funny lashon. What is Tchum? Does it mean not Aza Mamish? It's like by the Tchum. So you have to know what that means. But the bottom line is, Makom Hoya B'tchum Aza. And that was called the Churvis of Sagirta. This is a raya that really the Beis HaMenuga happens. Again, three things that there are braises that say, Lo Yhoya V'Lo Yasa Liyos. Ben Sayru Meir, that's Arsogya, Alze Anudanin, the Irani Tachas, and the Beis HaMenuga. As it relates to the first two, Rabbi Yonason said, I saw it and I sat there. Right, Yashafti Al Kivra, Yashafti Al Tiloy. As it relates to the Beis HaMenuga, said that Rabbi Yonason already wasn't Zoicha to see, but there were other Tanaim that said that no, they came across the Beis HaMenuga. So again, these are all things that are B'machloike Shnuya, whether they in fact happened, or they did not in fact happen. Either way, we're going to go back to Zokta Mishnah. What would be if one of the parents of the Ben Sayru Meir was a Gide? Meaning, he didn't have hands. Oy chiger, couldn't walk. Oy ilam, couldn't talk. Oy suma, couldn't see. Oy cherish, couldn't hear. Enei nasa b'nsayir meir. So the child does not become b'nsayir meir. Shenemar, how do I know that? So it's based on the following pasuk. V'tofsu boy, ove v'imoy, v'haytziu oisei alziknei iroi, v'al shar mekoimoy, v'amru alziknei iroi, b'neinu zeh sayiru meir, enenu shemeva kalenu zeh v'sayir. Okay, says the Gemara. V'tofsu boy, ove v'imoy, v'lai gidmin, they have to be able to chappen, right? You don't have a hand, you can't chop. They have to walk him out. For Amru, they have to say. Obviously, they have to talk. That means you're pointing, right? They can't see, you can't say Zeh. And finally, this one's interesting. They're saying that our son was not listening to us. Vaistois, they can hear. Now, at first glance, no. Vaistois, the ben should have to be able to be a shemeya, right? What do you see from the fact that the parents are saying, enenu shemeya, b'koleinu, yeah, they can hear, and a chanami, but we're not discussing whether they're hearing. We're discussing whether the child is hearing. So Rashi says, because if they can't hear, how do they know the child wasn't hearing them? Now, you'll tell me, what do you mean? The child wasn't behaving. But enenu shemeya means that they told the child something, they disciplined the child, And the child, old school, went right into the parent's face and says, "Faf techun," right? If they are einenu shemea, they have no way of knowing that. And it's for that reason, einenu shemea, b'kaylenu is memayit v'loi charasha. The Mishnah says, "Masrim by b'fnei shloisha." The hasra of the Ben Soimer had to be in front of three people. The Gemara is going to say three. We're going to say, you're right, two. But either way, for now, it's three. Umalkin oisnoi. And you got Bezdin in front of a Bezdin. You got Malkus in front of a Bezdin shal shalish. Chaz of a kilkel. If this child continued doing his bad thing, nidim esr v'shloisha, then already he would be judged by a regular Bezdin of esr v'shloisha, because this is dinei nefashis. Ve'nei niskal achniu sham shloisha rishonim. And he doesn't get skila. This is an interesting halacha. Unless the Bezin Shalchav Gimel has in it the three members, the three Dayanim that gave him Malkus, Shenema, and it's learned out from the Pasuk that says, Beneinu Zeh, Zehu Shalaka Bifneichem. The Dayanim that gave him Malkus originally are standing there, meaning the parents are saying, Beneinu Zeh, and they're Ke'ilu referencing that everything is here. The original Dayanim that gave Malkus are here, and it's then and only then that he's going to get Dinei Nefasha, Zokta Gimel. So the Mishnah learned a whole bunch of halachas from the fact that it says in the pasuk, "V'tafsu by aviv v'itziu oisel ziknei iroi." Right? B'neinu zeh, b'neinu shemeya. How many halachas? If you go through the Mishnah, it's five. Hayechem gidein, chiger, ilim, suma cheresh. Any one of those five, einay nasa ben soyemar zokti gemara. But it's all predicated on, like, interesting diyukim, right? Shamet mina b'inan krokid dechsev. Meaning, is v'tafsu oisei literally? Like, mechatesi. It says v'tafsu oisei, but maybe v'tafsu oisei is dibra akasav lashon hover, right? You find that a lot. Right, shnar shenogach. What if a cat is nogach? Okay, you also have a sugya. So I say shar, dibra akasav lashon hover. So, I mean, can you make the argument v'tafsu oisei? It's just, yes, usually the way it is. Now, if he's punked the gidem, so that's it. The whole parashah ben soyer meir all of a sudden doesn't apply. It sounds a little bit funny. Unless you're going to tell me b'inan krokid dechsev. Yeah, every time it says a in the Torah, it means you have to be able to fulfill a b'miluya exactly the way it's written. Where it says, no, don't bring any rayas to different sugis and shas that be in and krokid achsev, but rather here it's different. Shani hacha the kule krayaseru, because really the entire pasuk is extra. If you look at the top Rashi, Rashi said the matzi lemichtav. What it could have said was, "Vahitseisem oisayel shar ha'ir hahu uskaltem." Right, pretty straightforward. Which is really what the Einish is. "V'tafsu bayov v'imai vaitzi oisayel ziknei revel shar." It's way too wordy. And Chazal understood that this whole pasuk is extra, and it's loy ba'elu l'drasha. And this is the drasha that's coming to teach us. "Umasrim b'fnei shloisha sakti malamali betrei sagi." What do you have to give asra in front of three people? Whoever heard such a thing, you need eidim for the asra. So two should be enough. Why should you need three? Amar Abaye, Abaye said, "Hachi kamei." This is the way you read the Mishnah. "Umasrim by b'fnei." Okay, so Malkus already requires a Bezin Shal Shalosh. Faith the Gemara, Malkus ben Soyer Meir Hechiksiva. Who said a word about Malkus? Now we keep on saying, V'yisru Oisei means Malkus, but I mean, Rashi brings in a Chumash, but Chtesi, how do we even know that? So the Gemara says, Kid Rabbavo. I know it from Rabbavo. Now Rabbavo was talking about the laws of the Moitzi Shemra, where it also says regarding the Moitzi Shemra, V'yisru Oisei. And from V'yisru Oisei, we learn that the Moitzi Shemra is Chai Malkus. But Teich Tvarav, we don't have to go through the whole drash of Rabbavo, it's mavur that the v'yisru of the Ben Soyer Meir means Malkus, and it's also mavur what the Makar is. Okay, so Rabbavo said like this, Lomadnu v'yisru mi v'yisru. We learned the v'yisru that it says by the Moitzi Shemra from the v'yisru that it says by the Ben Soyer Meir. V'yisru mi ben. And we learn that the v'yisru of the Ben Soyer Meir means Malkus from the fact that it says the word ben in the parasha of Ben Soyer Meir. Where do I know that? Uben I learned from mi bin, where it says v'hoyim bin hakis arasha, which is the parasha of Malkus. But the bottom line is, in Rabbavo, who was telling me Allah in the world of Maitre Shemra, we found the Makar. V'yisru means Malkus. How do I know v'yisru means Malkus? I learned v'yisru from ben, shayne mal, it says ben in the parasha of ben, or bain, Soyer Meir. And how do I know bain? I know bain from bin, v'hoyim bin hakis arasha, which is the parasha of Malkus. Chaza v'kilkel, nidain, v'chav gimel, v'chulu. Zok de gemara. That, if you go back to the Mishnah, so the Mishnah had a bunch of drushes, right? If you notice, two of the drushes were learned out from the same exact word. We said, b'neinu zeh, v'loy sumen. Right, that's one of the five criteria. One of them is Summa. How do I know Summa? Because that's Beneinu Zeh. And then the Mishnah said at the end, so Gemara, how could I learn two things from the word Zeh? And for the Gemara, if that was the case, Lichtoiv Beneinu Hu. Meaning, ze and who are really synonymous with each other. And who, says the Gemara, would actually grammatically make a little bit more sense. But the point is, it wouldn't have said ze. It could have just said who. My binenu ze, shma mino tarti. So from the fact that it says ze, that's how I know too. Right? If you look at the last Rashi. Lichta binenu hu, sayru umayra, umashmo hu, shalaka b'fnechem. Right? Rashi says that if we were coming to tell me only the second drasha, and the drasha is that this is the child that got Malkus in front of those dayanim, because those dayanim are present over there, then it would have said binenu hu. From the fact that it says ze, that's mashma ready, marim be'etzboi, v'loi sumin, how do you know both? So I'm reshoining. But the bottom line is that if it only wanted to teach me, the Gemara says the second drasha would have said b'neinu hu, and the fact that it says zeh, I know tarti, I know both. Before we go weiter, and really the last part of the daf is a whole different sugya. We're going to come back to Ben Sayer Meir, and tomorrow we're going to be talking about Ben Sayer Meir, but it's going to be a little bit of a digression. Just two very short ha'aras. The first one is that I saw in the shiurim from Rabbeinu Meshulam David Alevi, he says that if you look in the pasuk says that when the parents take the Ben Sayer Meir to Bezdin, so it says v'tafsu by ovi v'imoy v'hitziu oisai el zikne iroi. So he mutched tzarich beer, mahim beis hadvarim. What are these two things? Zikne iroi and char mekoymai. So he said lefi hamavur in this mishnah. Kedarke brings it from the Rambam, but really it's a mishnah and a gemara. Kefi hamavur here in this gemara that the only time someone becomes a ben sayer meir, meaning the dinei nefashis requires a bezin shachav gimel, and not just that, in the bezin shachav gimel, you had to have the original three dayanim that presided over the malchus. So zokte is zeh geshmak. Zikne iroi is referring to the original bezdin. Velshar mekoyme, that's referring to the bezin shachav gimel that they used to always sit b'shar mekoyme. That's where they used to sit. They used to sit by the shara ear. But that's the two things. This is the zikne iroi, the shar mekoyme. You can't just go to a bezin shachav gimel. You need both. But they did him there. You have to have the original Bezin Shal Shalosh, and you have to have this new Bezin Shal Chav Gimel. Now, the original Shalosh with three of the 23 members, that's Beseder. But the bottom line is, there's two Heftzes of Bezdins that we hear. You need that din, that the original three Dayanim were there. Additionally, you also need, and that's the Zikneir Vesham. Then he brings already that, he said it over to the Briskerov, and there was like a little bit of a discussion, a little bit of a Mucharai, whether the fact that you need the three is Mitzad the Bezdin Shabbai. Briskerov, no, you just need the three Chevra that were there and presided over the Malkus, but they're not coming with Teres Bezdin. They're not coming with Teres Zikne Iroi. Sapshat, there's two Bezdins here. There's a Bezdin Shal Gimel and a Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel. There's one Chefs of Bezdin. There's a Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel. You grab the need that three of the members should be the original members. It's not so much two Batei Dinim. So this is Kedark and Makodesh. What's going on? That's the first Ha'ara. The second Ha'ara is that Rav Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna, the Baal Cheshek Shloima and the Baal Binyan Shloima. So this is printed in the Sefer Binyan Shloima, Chelik Beis. In the back, there's a lot of Likutim, and there's Chidushim al HaTorah. So on Parshas Kiseitze, Rabbi Shloima HaKoyim Mivilna made a beautiful diak. He said that if you look in the Psukim, the first Pasuk regarding the Ben Soirer Meira says, Ki el ish ben Soirer u Meira. The word u Meira is written Male. It's Mem Vav Resh He. And then when the pasuk says at the end, over there it says already, umayra mem reish hey. Over there it says it chaser. So the first time it's written male vav, and the second time it's written chaser vav. V'tzarech lahavin atam. He says it requires a little bit of an explanation. He says v'nira shabalu ramis the yeshisha ifanim the ein haben nasa ben tzayir umayra. So I think it's coming to be miramis that there are six times that a child cannot become a ben tzayir umayra. Ukamayd mavur b'sanhedrin daf ayinal ve'eluhem imhoya aviv imay gidmin. Bez Chigrin, Gimel Ilmin, Dalit Charosh, and Heisun. Those are the five that we mentioned a few times, right? Because the number mattered. It's five exceptions, five times where the child can't be a Mitzvah, that's Mavur in the Mishnah. And on top of that, the Mishnah says in Makis Daf Yod that in Ir She'im Boskenim, the child also can't be a Mitzvah. So it comes out that there are six times where it's Shaykh that a child wouldn't be a Mitzvah. The five of our Mishnah and the one of the Mishnah Mesechtas Makis. Now, by the way, what about if they're not Shavu B'Koyel or B'Mari? That's one Shita. That Shita is Rabbi Yehuda. But there are six that are Libet HaChachamim that everybody holds. Six boxes you have to check off. So he says, Meir, that's the remez for Amr al Zikne Iroi, B'Neinu Zeh, Soiru Meir, that the chaser vav is merumis in this inyan because there are six ways where it's shayich that this pasuk wouldn't play itself out. If you checked off one of these six boxes, then you wouldn't be ben sayer meir. But he says a meir dig a chiddush. There's a punchline to this, a chiddush la halacha. But he says lefi ze ula yesh loy malule de mistafino, that maybe the whole mishnah that says that you have all these criteria, it could be it's only negay the skila of the ben sayer meir. What about the malchus of the ben sayer meir? Interesting shaila, right? Can you spalt the malchus and the skila? Is this one parsha? Or maybe there's the malchus of the ben sayer meir lechud and there's the skila of the ben sayer meir lechud. Said Rab Shloim HaKoyim Mivilna, maybe this is a little bit of a remez, because the first time it mentions Umayra, which is the pasuk that says V'yisroi Sabalei Yishmaleim, over there it's written Mayra Malei, to show here you don't have these six criteria. So he says Ulai Kum, that this Indian is only negeya. It's only negeya the skila. It's not going to be negeya the malchus, and we are going to go vaita. So again, the balance of the daf is going to have a completely different tone. We're going to do what we do, and then be'ezer Hashem, we're going to come back and just speak out two short chsam soifers as hilik chsam soifers as it relates to the ben sayrumar zok the mishnah barach actually nigmar dinoi. What would be if somebody was being tried as a ben sayrumar and then he ran away, he's a fugitive, he's on the run, and he did so before the Gemara did, right? That's important. And then by the time the Oilim chapped him and they brought it back into Bezdin, Hikiv Zaken HaTachton. He already is at the point where he's past the statute of limitations, where in theory, right now, if he ate a Tartim HaBasa and he drank Ayin HaItalki, he couldn't be a Ben Sayer Meir, so the Halach is Potter. At that point, he's going to be Potter. Meaning, when we say that in order for someone to become a Ben Sayer Meir, he has to be in that age, it doesn't just mean he did the Aveir in that age. The Gemara Din also has to be while he's in that age. But in the event that the Gemara Din doesn't happen until later, he's not Nasa Ben Sayer Meir. The Gemara Din Barach. What would be if he already had the Gemara Din? I mean, everything was done. He did the Aveir during those 3 months, and the Gemara Din happened during those 3 months, and now he ran away. So the Shaila is, could we punish him? Could we give him skill or not? Chayef. And already he's Chayef. And Rashi says, because once he runs away, he's already a Gavra Ketela. Right? It's done already, and at that point, there's nothing to do. Rashi actually has a nice knitch. The shuv ein lanu lechapis beschusay lahatziloi. Meaning, why are we even trying to come up with svaras anymore? Once there was a gemar din, at that point, it's over. And if that's the case, this halacha is not going to be nageh. Zok the gemar. Amr Rab Chanina. Rab Chanina said, and this memory Rab Chanina is going to take us to the Mishnah. It's a very, very big memory. He said, Ben Noyach shebirchas Hashem. A Ben Noyach that was mevarchas Hashem. So we know mevarchas Hashem is one of the Zayim mitzvahs b'nei Noyach, right? So a ben noach that's mevarchas Hashem, ve'achakach nesgayer, and then he became a ger before that he was tried, before he was prosecuted, before they tried giving him Mises Bezdin. Potter. The halacha is he's going to be potter. He's not going to get Mises Bezdin, and the reason is hayol de nishtane dinoi v'nishtane misasai, being that his din was nishtane and his misa was nishtane. What does this mean? A ben noach that's mevarchas Hashem is Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Or Yisrael that's Mevarchas Hashem is Chayiv Mises Bezdin. Stating that, the din and the Misa of the Ben Noach is different than the din and the Misa of the Yisrael. As it relates to the din, for Yisrael you have to have two Edim. There has to be a Bezdin Shel Chav Gimel. There has to be Hasra, right? Just to name a few. As it relates to a Ben Noach, you don't need to aid him. You don't need Asra. The Bezdin is an under-assert Bezdin. But the point is, the din of a Ben Noach, when it comes to prosecuting him, is different than the din of a Yisrael. Additionally, Nishtana Misasai. Because a Ben Noach, that's Mevarach Hashem, gets what? He gets Saif, right? Because a Ben Noach always gets Saif. Now, the truth is, there is a Shita that holds that a Ben Noach gets Schenek. It's going to emerge a little bit in the course of the Gemara. But the point is, the Chachamim hold that you get Saif. What's the halacha for someone that's Mevarach Hashem in Yisrael? He gets Skila. He gets the Misa Chamura. So said Reb Chanina, being that it's Nishtana Dinoi 1 and Nishtana Misasai 2, both, we'll see that's important, being that both things were Nishtana, so it's for that reason he's not going to get Misa's Bezin as well. So let's just meditate this on this for 1 second. What's Reb Chanina saying? Reb Chanina says that you ever been Noach that was Mevarach Hashem? Guilty as charged. Abel Maisa, he was Megayer. He was Megayer before the Gemara did, right? That's important. He was Megayer before the Gemara did. Now, could we go ahead and try him? So says Reb Chanina, no. The reason is because now his whole matzav is different. It was nishtana dina, and it was nishtana misasa. Now, what would be if this person today would go ahead and he'd be mevarchas Hashem? Oh, he'd be chayv misa. It would even be worse, by the way, right? It'd be worse. He'd be chayv skila, not just saif. Beseder. But lemaisa was nishtana dina, and it was nishtana misasa. So you can't, if right now he would do the aveira, he wouldn't be judged kefi how we want to judge him based on when he did do the Aveira. So that's why he's out. And just to explain this a drop more. You can't judge him now based on what was, because he's a different person now. His din is different. It's nishtana dina, nishtana misasa. So you can't dan that anymore. You have no right to say, oh, when he did it, he was a ben noyach, that was mevarchas Hashem. A ben noyach, mevarchas Hashem, no edim, no asra, he's chayev saif. So let's just go ahead and give him saif. Being that right now, if he would do the Aveira, this wouldn't be a Shulchan Aruch, that Shulchan Aruch is out. And you can't give him the Heintek of Shulchan Aruch either, because the Heintek of Shulchan Aruch doesn't apply to him. When he did the Aveira, he wasn't subject to the Heintek of Shulchan Aruch. So you can't give him the old Shulchan Aruch, you can't give him the new Shulchan Aruch, and as a result, says Rabbi Chanina, this is like a loophole in the system. This guy is going to be potter. Now, just one thing to be clear about, Rabbi Chanina does not mean Gershon Eskai or Kikot and Shinoi Lodami, right? It feels a little tempting to think that Rabbi Chanina has something to do with that. Being that Gershon Eskai or Kikot and Shinoi Lodami is a whole new person, so whatever happened, that's a whole different Gilgal, right? That's a whole different Indian. That's not what Rabbi Chanina means. He's saying alumnus. He's saying that it's Nishtan Adin and Nishtan Misasa. As a result, you can't judge him based on what was, because you would need him to be in a matziv now, where if he did the Aveira, he would still be subject to that. And being that if he did the Aveira now, it's a whole different Indian, you can't, and you also can't judge him based on what he would get if he did do the Aveira now, because he didn't do the Aveira now. So you can't do what was, you can't do what is. Lehayav, lehayosid, right? Both don't work, and it's for that reason he's going to end up being Pater Zokta Gemara. Name it Misayeli. At first glance, I think maybe there's a little bit of a right to what Rabbi Chanina said from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Barach Hachle Nikmardina. What would be if the Mitzayim Mari ran away before the Gemardin? And then when they finally got him, Hikiv Zokin Hatachtoin. He was already at the age where if he would eat the Basar and drink the wine and be a Nenushman Bekalav Bekalima, right now he wouldn't be subject to the laws of Mitzayim Mari. Pater, the Loch is he's Pater. My time, why is he Pater? Why is he potter? Who cares that right now it was Yaakov Zaken Atachten? He did the Aveira then. So let's get him now. Lab Mishum, isn't it because the Amrina we say, Hayo Vishtani Ishtani. Oh, must be, you see, the Svar of Hayo Vishtani Ishtani. Because right now, if he would do the Aveira, it'd be potter. Oh, so you see that even though when he did the Aveira, technically he should have been Chaya, but you can't do a Gemar Din on a person where if he would do the Aveira right now, B'shas the Gemar Din, he would have been Pater. But the Gemara says, like, there's no Raya. I mean, it's a good Sushta, obviously. But Lamaisa Raya, it's not because there is a distinction between the two cases. Shani Hachi, here it's different. In our Mishnah, the Ovid Hashta La Bar Ketolahu. In our Mishnah, if this person would eat a Tartema Bas or drink Yayin Oitalki, he'd be Pater 100%. Being that he'd be Pater 100%, maybe it's for that reason the Halacha is that he's going to be Pater, as opposed to in Rab Chanina's case, where if the Ben Noyach, after he's Megayer, would be Mevarach Hashem, of course he would be Chayav Misa. So maybe over there it's different. Meaning if you're in a Matzav now where you're Patel Lagamri, you're not a Bar Chiyuva anymore in this Sugya, so maybe then we say the Svara of Hoyol Vishtani. Yeah, there's some element of the Svara that's playing itself out. But to take it to the extent of Rab Chanina, maybe not. So you have no rights. Zokhtamar Tashma, maybe you can bring a Raya from the Seif of the Mishnah. What did the Seif of the Mishnah say? The Imish and Nigmar Dine Barach. What would be if there was a Gemar Din already? And then he ran away. And then when they found him, he had already had Hikiv then already is going to be chayiv. And what was the reason for that? Rashi said, because there was already a Gemara Din. There's a Gemara Din. So the Gemara says that what? So it's sasum. But the way Rashi explains, let's bring a Raya from here, not like Reb Chanina, right? Toshma Akasha and Reb Chanina. You see clearly that we're going to give this person Misas Bezdin, even though if he would do the Aveira now, he would be Potter. Afilu hachi, we don't care about hoyo v'shtani, ishtani. So isn't this a kasha on Rab Chanina? The Gemara says, no, nigmar dina kamrit. Right, you have to know what the havamini even was. You're asking me a kasha from a case where it was already nigmar dina, gavrik telo. If it was nigmar dina, he's already gavrik. We're not doing anything, I'm just killing him. That's the gavrik, he's already a dead man walking. So being that he's a gavrik telo, this whole inyan doesn't apply. So Gemara toshma, I'll bring your eye from somewhere else. Again, we're bringing a toshma to Rab Chanina's memory. Ben noyach shabir chas Hashem, v'achakach niskai or potter, hoyo v'nishtani. So, you can't judge him based on what was, because if he would do it now, he wouldn't be subject to that. And you can't judge him based on what would be if he did it now, because he didn't do it now. So, as a result, he ends up being potter. So, the Gemara says, I'll bring you right. Ben Noyach, this is a brayso. Ben Noyach that killed his friend. He didn't just hit him, he killed him. Or he was ba on Ishas Chaveroi. Now, Benoyach Shikas Chaveroi means another Benoyach. Ubal Ishas Chaveroi, right? Who's the Chaver of a Benoyach? A Benoyach. So Ubal Ishas Chaveroi also means another Benoyach. Veniskayer, and then it was Megayer Potter. Talach is, he's going to be Potter. Also came be Yisrael. What would be if he killed not Chaveroi, he killed the Yisrael? Or he wasn't Baal Ishas Chaveroi, but he was born in Ishas Yisrael. Veniskayer, and then he was Megayer Chayev, he's going to be Chayev. Freit the Gemara Vamai. Why is it that if he killed Yisrael, or he was born in Eishes Yisrael, he's going to be Chayev? Neima, why don't we say, Hoyol v'shtani ish shtani? Meaning, his situation is a different situation, right? How's it a different situation? If Benoyach kills Yisrael, so he's Chayev, Saif, right? Let's get this clear. But no Edim, no Hasra, you don't need a Bezen Shalchav Gimel. If Yisrael kills Yisrael, he's also Chayef Saif, right? Same Misa. He's also Chayef Saif, but now you already have Edim and Nasra, and you need a Bez. What about as it relates to Baal Ishes Yisrael? A Benoich that's Baal Ishes Yisrael, a Benoich always gets Saif, so he's going to get Saif. What about a Yisrael that's Baal Ishes Yisrael, he's going to get Chenek. But the point is, in both cases, it's Nishtana Dinoi, and in the case of where he was ba al ishes chaveroi, it's nishtana dinay and nishtana misasai. So pray the Gemara, why chayiv? According to Rav Chanina, you should say hoyl v'shtani yishtani. So the Gemara says dinay umisasai binan. When Rav Chanina said hoyl v'shtani dinay v'nishtana misasai, he didn't mean l'ravcha de milsa, there's two shinuyim, or he didn't mean other. He meant you need both. There's such a shinui, there's such a ishtani, that it's nishtani dinoi, and it's nishtani misasai. But in this case, vahai, dinoi ishtani, misasai lo ishtani. Dinoi is nishtani, yeah, the din of how you try a benoyach is very different than the din of how you try a Yisrael. But misasai lo ishtani, says one second, bishloimo roitzeach, bishloimo as it relates to the roitzeach, I understand, mikara saif, hashta saif, same miso, elo ishish, but it's not true for the ishish, because mikara saif, hashta chenek. So there it's nishtani dinoi and nishtani. So if you want to tell me, only said as Allah, that would explain why you chayiv if you're a tzeach, a benoyach that kills a Yisrael, and then he's megayir. I hear you only have a shtani dinah, you don't have a shtani misasi. It's not a tzushul abchanina. That's why you're going to be chayiv. But what about where he's baal eishes Yisrael? Baal eishes Yisrael is a shtani dinah. It's always a shtani dinah, and it's a shtani misasi because it went from being sayif, now it's chenek. So the Gemara says benayra murasa. Maybe it's talking about where he wasn't just baal eishes Yisrael. He was born a nayra murasa, the idi v'idi beskila, and this is based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin nun zayin amadeis and the sugis of the benoyach, where we saw an exception to the rule that a benayach always gets saif, is that if he's born a naira murasi Israelis, dear the halachas, he gets skilo. So it comes out, idividi beskilo. So all it is nishtana dinoi. A benayach that's born a naira murasa Israelis is skilo. Same is true for a Yisrael that's born a naira murasa. It's also going to be skilo. So kumtais in beide the cases. Saying the case of roitzeach, it's only nishtana dinoi. Why is it not nishtana misasai? Because meikar is saif, benayach is always saif, ahashto saif, because roitzeach is saif. And in the case of Baal Eish, again, it's a shani din, but it's not a shani misasi. Why? Because mikara skila, because the benayach gets skila by naira murasa, and now it's skila. The point is that the only time Rav Chanina said as halach is where it's a shani din and a shani misasi. Over here, it's only a shani din, but the Gemara says can't be. You know why? Because va'asa came be Yisrael dumi de eshes chaveri k'tani. What did the Brisa say? Benayach that was ba on eshes chaveri, and then a benayach that was ba on an eshes Yisrael, or asa came be Yisrael. It sounds like the eshes chaveri and the eshes Yisrael is the same type of marriage. And if it's the same type of marriage, it has to be, we're talking about a full-fledged marriage. You know why? Because there's no erusin by a benayach. There it has to be, right, it has to be there was a bia. It has to be that the marriage was completed. Otherwise, it's not going to be considered a marriage. So if the eshes chaveri means nesuin, quote-unquote, the proverbial nesuin, so too the eshes Yisrael, the Yisrael Kamar also has to be regular. So you can't get out of this by telling me Naira Murasa. It was a Geshmak Havamina. But it just doesn't work in the Diktuk of the Brais. Ella the Gemara says, I'll tell you a different teretz. I'll tell you a different teretz. In other words, Lo'ilam. There's no kasha on Rav Chanina from this price. Because Rav Chanina said is halacha where it's nishtana dinai and nishtana misasa. And this price is talking only where it was nishtana dinai, it wasn't nishtana misasa. The Gemara said, wait a second. Ritzeach, I understand. Benayach that kills the Yisrael is chayef saif, because he always gets saif. And Yisrael that kills Yisrael is also chayef saif. So it's not a shtani misasa. But Baal Ishes Chaveroi, meikara saif v'hashtachenek. So it's true. Meikara saif v'hashtachenek. Stating that, which is more chamar? Saif or chenek. So according to the Chachamim, we know saif is more chamar than chenek. Being that saif is more chamar than chenek, says the Gemara, big svart. Ela kala b'chamura meshach shaycha. The way we see someone that's chayef saif, he's chayef chenek also. Meaning there's like a kamle b'derabim in it. There's like a b'chlam asayim mana. When someone's chayef saif, we see him up. right? As also being chayiv chenek. He's chayiv chenek plus. But we see that he's a mechuyev chenek. L'may nafke mina in the lumdus of the sugya of ishtana misasi, he's not an ishtana misasi. I mean, even though we were going to give him saif, we weren't going to give him chenek. But mechuyev saif is oicha mechuyev chenek. Because kala b'chamura meshach shaycha. So it's not an ishtana, all it is an ishtana dinoi. In other words, the svara, the nekuda of the Gemara's chilek is the same. The only time Reb Chanina said was ishtana dinoi and ishtana misasi. Well, here's ishtana, it's not ishtana misasi. The question was, I understand by Ritzech, I don't understand it by Eishesh, because mikara saif ahash techenek, one says, you're right, but being the kal b'chamura meshach shaychi, so mechuyev saif is also mechuyev chenek. So he would have been chayev chenek then, he'd be chayev chenek now, it's not ishtana misasi. The Gemara says, oh, nechid, this is all good, the Rabban coined Rabban Amri saif chamur. If your old saif is more chamur than chenek, this is a good teretz. Other Rabban Shimon Damar chenek chamur, mayu kilomeva, but according to Rabban Shimon that holds, that chenek is more chamur. Now, the price doesn't have to be Reb Shimon, but the Gemara wants it to work with Reb Shimon as well. It's according to Reb Shimon that holds that chenek is more chamer than saif. So it comes out that faker, the misa of the Benayach is more kuladik than the misa of the Yisrael. He's chayiv saif, he's not chayiv chenek. It's a shtana dinoi and it's a shtana misasai. So why is he chayiv? It should be potter. So the Gemara says, Reb Shimon sava like Tana de Menashe. You're going to have to say, the Reb Shimon holds like the Tana de Menashe. The Amar Wolz, kol misa murla b'nei noyach, einayelo chenek ishmak. That kol misa murla b'tayre einayelo chenek. So it comes out that the Benayach gets chenek. If the Benayach gets chenek, then the kasha doesn't even start, right? Then it's pasha. But leishas chaver is easy, right? It's not just the terror, it's just throws the whole thing for a loop. So fank nishdan I feel the kasha. And the reason the kasha fank nishdan is because meikara chenek, Benayach always gets chenek when he was Baal Eishes Yisrael, and nashtanami chenek is Baal Eishes Yisrael, it's going to be chayiv chenek. But the Gemara says, now we have another problem, right? So sometimes in life, you address one issue, but then all of a sudden another issue arises. It just happened to us. Bishloi me'eishes ish, bishloi maz relates to the eishes ish, meikara chenek, vahashta chenek, gewald, elu reitzeach, but as it relates to the reitzeach, now we have a problem. Why? Because meikara chenek v'hashta saif. Originally, the Benayach, if he would kill Yisrael, he would be chayv chenek. Because we're saying now the Reb Shimon holds like Tana de Menashe, call me some Reb Benayach, and Eyalo chenek. And now if he would kill, he would be chayv what? He would be chayiv saif. So if that's the case, Freit the Gemara, it's nishtana dinoi and nishtana misasi. So why coin Reb Chanina? You chayiv should be potter. And for the Gemara, the obvious teretz saif that kala bechamura meshach shaycha. That being that we just said that according to Reb Shimon, saif is the most kuladik. So it comes out that when the Benayach was chayiv chenek for being a reitzech, he was also chayiv saif. So it comes out there's no nishtana. The bottom line is, what did Gemara just say? Right, the cheshbon's a fun cheshbon, but what did the Gemara just say? What the Gemara just said was, Rav Chanina said a big vart. Benayach shabirach es Hashem, ve'achakach nizgayir potter, hoyo v'nishtana dinoi v'nishtana misasai. What emerges is that the only time it's true is if it's nishtana dinoi and it's nishtana misasai. But if it'd be nishtana dinoi l'chud, not nishtana misasai, such as in the case of a Benayach shehikas Yisrael, or a Benayach that was born, Eishes Yisrael. In both of those cases, it's Nishtana Dina, but not Nishtana Misasa. Why is that Nishtana Misasa? I refer to the last 10 lines of Gemara. But the bottom line is, it's Nishtana Dina, it's not Nishtana Misasa. Over there, you don't have Rav Chanina Zalacha, and that's why the Braisa said, Bepem Mole, Chayev Zok, the Gemara, one last Knech, Lema Misayele. I think there's a little bit of a raya, maybe, to the Halacha of Rav Chanina from a Mishnah Mesachtes Ksubas. So the halacha over there is discussing the Naira Hamurasa. Says the Mishnah Sarcha, what would be if the Naira Murasa did an Aveira V'achakach Bagra, and then she became a Baigeres. So she became a Baigeres between the Aveira and the Gmardin. Now, a Naira Murasa only gets Skila if she's a Naira Murasa, right? Not if she's a Baigeres. Well, if she's a Ketana, that's Machlokes Rameh Chacham. But if she's a Baigeres, for sure not. So what would be if she was Bagra in between the Aveira and the Gemardin? So the halacha is Tidoim B'chenek. She gets Chenek. That's the halacha. She ends up getting Chenek. Why Chenek? Because if she would do the Aveira now, she'd be not a Naira Murasa. We would treat her like a regular Eishin Sish that was Mezana with halacha is Chenek. So therefore, the Oynish that we're going to give her is going to give her Chenek. So the Gemara says, B'skila, my time alloy. Why do we give a Skila? Lav Mishom isn't the reason. The Hoyo Vishtani Ishtani. It's probably because there was some Hishtanos over here. Now, what changed over here? What changed over here? What changed over here is really her guf changed, right? More than anything else. She went from being a naira to suddenly becoming a bayeris. But the point is that there was some sort of ishtanis, right? If you look at Rashi. Beskila my time maloy mistana, mishum de kivan de ishtani gufa, ishtani ktala, right? It was ishtani gufa. What's the Gemara's taina? So the Gemara's taina is that if there's an idea that ishtani gufa changes the halacha, then it's mistaber then, next words of the Gemara, v'koshkein hacha de ishtani lagamri. If ishtani gufa is enough to trigger a new halacha, then there's no question in the world that this too should be able to trigger a new halacha as well. Just to explain this a little bit better. The Gemara's, Reb Chanina's chiddush was that there's a concept of hayol v'shtani ishtani. Ishtani dina, ishtani misasa, you need both. But once there's a concept of ishtani, they're going to be ishtani. So the Gemara says, I see this in this halacha of the Naira Murasa. Because when it comes to the Naira Murasa, she's tida in mechanic. Why is she tida in mechanic? L'chayra, she should get skila. The Teretz says, you have to say, you can't give her skila. And the reason you can't give her skila is because hayol v'shtani ishtani. Right? It has to be that's the case. It has to be that because there was ishtani. Now, what was the ishtanus? The ishtanus was there was a but you see there's a svara that you can't give her what she was supposed to get. Now, if that's the case, why are you giving her chenek, right? If you should be potter. What Rab Chanina said? Rab Chanina said that you should be potter. So why are you not potter? So the reason you're not going to be potter is because Rashi asks the kasha. He says, because kala bechamura meshach shaychi. When she did the avera for skila, so we assumed that she was chayiv chenek and she was chayiv skila. So, but being that she was chayiv chenek and skila, so therefore, and if she would do the avera now, she would be chayiv chenek, and that chayiv chenek, technically, if she would have done then, she would also have been chayiv. So we have a basis to give her chenek. We just don't have any basis to be able to give her skila. But the point is, Sokta Gemara, you see this idea that hayo v'shtani ishtani, that you can't say that, oh, person did the avera, he was mevarach Shem when he was a ben noyach, now he was megayir, who cares that he was megayir? L'maisa, when he was a ben noyach, he did the avera. No, you have to dan basher usham. You have no choice. And you can't give any more based on what was. What was is water under the bridge. You have to, meaning, unless you would say that if he did it right now, he would be subject to the same chiv. In the case of the ben noyach, if he did it now, it's a different din, it's a different misa, it wouldn't be noyaya. Now, in the case of the Naira Marasa, there is a hechatimsa to give her something now. You could give her chenek, because technically she was chayiv chenek then as well. The reason you can't give her skila now is because if she would do the Aveira now, she wouldn't be chayiv skila. But the point is that the shayrish of Rab Chanina, it's not mamish Rab Chanina Zalacha, but the shayrish of Rab Chanina Zalacha, you definitely see, and it's for that reason, Zok the Gemara, let me miss Ayeli, but the Gemara says, as much as I hear what you're saying, but I'm going to Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon had said, the Tana, to the Tana, Tini, Tidaim Beskila. Meaning, if the Girsa is over here, Tidaim Bechenek, oh, that's all right. Why not giving Skila? Oh, you see the whole Svar of Ishtani. Boom. It opens up the floodgates for Ishtani. But if the Girsa is Skila, well, then the Girsa is Skila. You have no right, Rab Chanina, if I care. Maybe it's even Akasha on Rab Chanina. And either way, Vesu Loi Midi. So just to end with two Ha'aris, going back to the beginning of the Daf, as it relates to the Ben Soirumayr. And that is just two ha'aras that I saw in the Torah, in the Hilchos Chasam Sofer, and they're both in Chasam Sofer ala Torah, in Parshas Kisetze. The first ha'ara is, the Chasam Sofer asks that, what's the din of the Ben Soirumayr? He ate a tartima, bossy, drink, yaino, italki, he stole from his parents, beseder. He's an einenu shemeya, not just an eino, he's an einenu shemeya v'kolav v'kolimoy, he's a zoylo v'soyve, but at the end of the day, we kill him. Not because he's chayiv, he didn't do anything for which he should be chayiv misa. But in the words of Chazal, yomus zakai va'al yomus chayiv. Fake the Chasam Sofer, what's the pshat in that lashon yomus zakai? Yomus zakai sounds like he's going to die a righteous man. He's not righteous. He's zakai in the sense he's not chayiv misa's bezdin, like the Ramban spoke out. But in what way is he a zakai? Just to read the Shoni Azov Shalach Chasam Sofer. V'yesh lohav, d'lechayra lishna yomu zakai ein loy havana. My zakai yeshkan. Zakai means he's righteous, right? He's righteous, not righteous. He's not chayiv misas bezdin. But he's not right. If he's righteous, then he's not the Ben Soir Meir, right? If he fits into this criteria, he's not righteous. So, Frey Chasam Sofer, why do we call him a Yomu Zakeh? This is what he's muching. So, Chasam Sofer says a real petuche choysim de geteretz. He says, because a person was created, lehetev lachrini. A man was put onto this world to try to make the world around him a better place. When Chazal will yorid, L'soif daitoy. And they chav that this kid has no chance. Essentially, you know what they were saying? What they were saying is that there's nothing that this person's going to be able to contribute for him to be able to fulfill his tachlis. Because our tachlis in this world is to contribute. It's to make the world around us a better place. Mitalmida yoysa mikulam. And Rav doyma l'malach Hashem tzvok kizivak ishtoyer mipiu. Etc, 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 etc. That is the whole purpose of man. And when Chazal were yored that there's nothing going to come from it, what does it mean? In the world of Petuchei Choysim, it means that there's not going to be a Bechina Mitalmida Yoysim Mikulam. That's what it means. It means that he's not going to be able to be Mashpia in any which way. Toich Tvar, the Chassam Sofer says that, I think that's Pshat in the Pasuk, Va'atam Advekim Bashem Elokeichem Chayim Kulchem Ayoyim. He says, if you want to be Dovek Bashem Elokeichem, you want to be Dovik Bashem Alekeichem, you know what you have to do? Chayim Kulchem Hayayim. Make sure everybody around you is alive. If you're only focusing, listen to this Lashon. If you're only focused, Dahainu Misha Yirtzali is Dovik Bakadosh Baruchu, Yiresh Yu Chayim Kulchem. Dahainu Lahoshev Rabbi Meyavoin. If this is not Petuche Chosim, says the Chassam Sofer, it's bullshit. That's what's going on with the Ben Zayir Meir. So he says, what do we do to the Ben Zayir Meir? What we do is we gave him Mises Bezdin. What was the purpose of the Mises Bezdin? The pasuk says, "Uviyarta harami kirbecha v'chol Yisrael yishmu." He said, if Al Yidei his Misa, Klai Yisrael is going to chapa treso. They're going to chapa musar. They're going to chapa tzitter. You know what's going to happen? Yomu Zakai. Then he did fulfill his tachlis. Because he was just mashpia. He was mashpia through his Misa. There's some people that mashpia through their life. There are other people that ma'orer, other people, the tshuva, that mashpia through their Misa. Yomu Zakai va yomu Zchai. We don't see where he's going to have an opportunity to go and to be mashmi in any positive way. But if we give him Misa's Bezdin now, then already it's going to be v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. Like the Ramban says, that's the Mises Bezdin over here, the ikkar of the Mises Bezdin. It's so that v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. If that's the case, he's going to be a Yom Zaki, says the Chassam Sofer, that's the oimik. There's an opportunity for him to make such a Kiddush Hashem. He could do something incredible. His legacy, this child, who we don't think much is going to come from, can end up having an incredible legacy. His legacy could be that through him, it was v'chol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. I mean, this is haflin d'vav. That's the first Nara. The second Nara is, man, it's all here in Chassam Sofer ala Torah. So it's Teich Dvarov. The Chassam Sofer is talking about the Indian of the Ben Zayir Meir Lo Haya V'Lo Yiyah. It's talking about the whole Indian of the Chassam Sofer is talking about the Indian of the Chassam Sofer is talking about the Indian of Lo Haya V'Lo Yiyah. He's talking about the Indian of Yomu Zakev Yomu Zchayev, and he brings from Rabbeinu Bechaya that Rabbeinu Bechaya said that Rabbi Yonasan said Ben Zayir Meir Lo Haya V'Lo Yiyah. Ani yoshafti al kivroi shel ben Zayir Meir. Right? He says, what are you talking about? Ani reisiya v'yoshafti al kivroi. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says like this. Efshel loy mad, the pligi abraisa. Hey, Pasha, when we learn the Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Yonasan is being chaylik. The Braisan says, loy hoya v'loy asaliyos, kumtz again, Rabbi Yonasan. It's not true. It's not true. I saw it. I physically sat there. Oy shema. Shema says, Rabbeinu Bechaya, had Rabbi Yochanan lo haya ben Zayir Meir gamar. It could be that kaver that Rabbi Yochanan was referring, Rabbi Yonasan was referring to. Rabbeinu Bechaya, interestingly, has the gears of Rabbi Yochanan. But either way, had Rabbi Yochanan lo haya ben Zayir Meir gamar, elo ki inyan avshalom. Could be it wasn't a real ben Zayir Meir. It could be it was like avshalom. Ke'inyan avshalom, that's what it's referring to. It was ke'inyan avshalom, and that's what's going on over here. So the Chassam Sofer is discussing avshalom, was it ben Zayir Meir? Chassam Sofer Grada says that it could be that the whole inyan of ke'inyan avshalom being ben Zayir Meir is that avshalom is the reason, he's the raya why there has to be a parish of ben Zayir Meir. Because had there been a parish of ben Zayir Meir, meaning if it was haya, v'asad liyos, so maybe there wouldn't have been avshalom. That's what's going on in that Chassam Sofer. But then Toich Dvarov, he says something that's so niffled that we're going to end with this. And that is, he says, Hagdaba Atzmecha. I'm paraphrasing a little bit. He says, the psukim in Shmuel Beis, Perikud Beis, after the whole Maisa Batsheva. Right, so the pasuk says that Batsheva had a child. Had a child. David HaMelech and Batsheva had a child. And the pasuk said that this child became sick, and the child ended up dying. And the pasuk says, "Vayiba yemashvi, vayomas hayolet." The child died. Vayiru avdei David lahagid lo kimes hayolet. But the avdei David, they were afraid to tell David HaMelech what happened. Ki amru, because they said, "Hine biyos hayolet chai." Dibarnu Elov, Velo Shama Bikoilenov, Eich Neymar Elov, Mesa Yelad, the Asara, meaning David HaMelech was taking it so some hearts when this child was alive and when he wasn't well. So, how we, he was, Vayotzam David Tsoim, Velon Veshachav Arzah, the Pasuk says, how are we going to tell him he died? He was taking it so bad when he was sick. It's impossible, right? How can we do? Vayar David, all of a sudden David looks and he's looking at his Mesharsim, Ki Avod of Mislach Hashem. They're all whispering, right? Vayovin David, David understood, Ki Mesa Yelad. The child must have died. So David turns to his avodim and says, tell me, Hamis Hayelet? Did the child die? He said he tried. David got up from the ground. He bathed. He smeared himself. And he changed his clothing. And he went to the Beis HaMikdash. And he bowed down. And he came back to his house. And his avodim told him, when the yelad was alive, you were fasting. And you were crying. But now that the child died, what's going on over here? David HaMelech told him, when my child was alive, I was davening that the child should live. Now that he died, why should I fast? What, can I bring him back? I'm never bringing him back. There'll be a day I'm going to see him. And that day is going to come when I go to him. He is not going to come to me. And the pasuk, Vayinachim David es Basheva Ishtoi, Vayavo Yoleh, Vayishkov Imen, Vatelet Ben, Vatikresh Moi Shloima, Vashem Ahevoi, and as they say, the rest is history. Zoktech Sam Sofer. David HaMelech just lost his child. He was crying. He was fasting. It was mamish terrible. And then all of a sudden, as soon as he lost, he changes his clothing. He took a shower. He goes and had everything. They say, what's going on over here? It doesn't make any sense. Boy, da yelet, it's a kavul chaimer, right? Boy, da yelet, and now all of a sudden, v'kasha meisa yelet, kam to v'atoich halachem. So David said, it's a simple cheshbin. Boy, da yelet, I was crying. I hope the Eibishter was going to, but now what should I cry for? For the Eibishter to bring him back? He's not coming back. Ani hoylech elov, v'hula yoshev elai. Listen to what the Chassam Sofer said. When Avshalom died, when Avshalom, who tried killing his father, died, what does the pasuk say? David HaMelech started crying, and he said, "Bini, bini, bini." He said it 7 times. He said it an 8th time. He said the gaguim that David HaMelech had on the misa of his son Avshalom was ad lahafli. He said, "What's going on over here? His son died from Batsheva," and he makes like such a calculated intellectual cheshbon. Ha'uchal hashiva yoid. He says, not a gay. What am I crying for? But when Avshalom died, he's crying. B'pchias gedoilis. The gaguim were not shaykh. What happened? So you know what the Chassam Sofer said? The Chassam Sofer said, because when Avshalom died, David HaMelech understood he was never going to see him again. Because Avshalom died in Russia. Where is he going to see him? It's over. He's never going to see him. This child was a pure Yiddish neshama that came into this world for a tachkid. And he understood that he lost him. But he said, Ani hoylech elav. I'm going to see him one day. I'm going to see him one day. No, so what's that for Chveinin? I wanted him on this world. It's nishta. But I know Ani Hoylech Elov. So Mameli didn't cry. But Avshalom, when's he going to see him again? David's going to see Avshalom. They're in different parts of the Olam HaEmes. He's not going to see him. But what did he do? He said, Bini, Bini, Bini. And the void of Bini Chazal say were to pull him out of Gehenna. So like this, he'll be able to see him again. And then already he was fine. But this is what the Chazal, he said, this is the Oymek. This is Yom Zaka by Yom Chayim. This is an appreciation of what it means. It's all a matter of perspective. If our perspective is that we're here for this transient period of time, then it doesn't make any sense. But if we fashtay that Ani Yoshev Elov, and we understand the chilik between the child that David had with Bathsheba, that child that died at a very, very young age, versus Avshalom, that is the oymik sedech sam soifer of this inyan of Yomu Zakai val Yomu Zchai.